Suddenly, there I am. This is an invitation to a great experiment. We're going to be experimenting on the idea that it's possible for you within a light formulation to each moment change your mind about what you wanted to see in the advent of the reorganization of your body form. Look with me in the idea that I've been looking through a mirror darkly. While I appear to be seeing you within the association of a reflection of myself, the simple truth of the matter is, this is an invitation to an experiment of an alteration of the consciousness of my mind. Okay, we're going to do some lessons today about you being the light of the world without regard to your body. But first, listen as we invite you to the totality of an idea of another place. Listen. Here it is, an invitation to a great experiment. Let's see if the religion of your nature and the philosophy of your being can be integrated through the science of your mind into the brilliantly fearless new reality that is your evolutionary destiny. Once again, remember that it is impossible that anything that is happening to you is but by accident. You may very simply say, this is the time that I choose to awaken. And it will be true, and it will always have been true. All around you are the teachers you have chosen to assist and accelerate the necessary confrontation of your own objective self-identity in the whole, eternal, perfectly creating universal mind that surrounds you, so that you may undergo your inevitable experience of your own resurrection and your enlightenment. Look with me. What you have been afraid of and denying through your own possessive fear is your own illumination of mind. Listen, you are returning to God mind through the memory of your transformation from a temporal being to the reality of eternal life. So, right here, right now, at this time, is the time for your passage from death, from what you were in a body, isn't it, to life. Look, this is a teaching of the initiation or the determination of an individual mind to come to its own universal self. Listen, it is the transitional passage from time to eternity, from this apparent nightmare of separation to the remembrance that you are perfect as God created you. It is accomplished through a bright reassociation of your own individual perceptual self-identity. Listen. This is your awakening, and every obstacle that peace must flow across is surmounted in exactly the same way. The fear that raised it yields to the love beyond, so that the fear of what you were is gone from you. So that the fear of you is gone from you. In this moment of self-realization of what we're determined to accomplish today. May I join you here at this time and place? I want you to see particularly the application of what I intend to do in the arrangement that I have with you as I appear in a body form. Okay, can you see this with me? This is a little introduction for us. I'm going to be using our Course in Miracles. What I'm going to be using is the miracle in which you are determined now, in the advent of the awakening of your individual process, to begin to get revisions of what I want you to see in the correspondence with what I will be offering you in the procedures of my mind. The miracle that you are undergoing is a simple demonstration of an arrangement of recognition of yourself in correspondent with what appears to be your body formulation, in the certainty that the activity, this is my course now, I'm going to put it right down here, because I want you to see with me the activity of the occurrence of the place in which you seem to represent yourself by the obvious idea that time, the idea of time itself, is going to be here and now. Say here and now.
Here and now.
Is that so? In other words, when I came and sat down with you, remember the guy that was here just a moment ago? There he is. Here he is. Oh, what happened? Is that the same as the one that had on his glasses back here, came into this situation with you, put on his glasses again? Or are you simply remembering the idea that you had about him in that association? That's very lovely, thank you. We're in a procedure of mind training. What we're actually doing is recognize, first, individual responsibility within our own minds of what we want to see in this correspondent of what appears to be the reflection of light that is coming back into the sequence of the figures of light that are representing our apparent ideas of a space-time location in which I see you out there and you see me. And each one of us is actually in a representation of the body form of how we want to appear in the ideas of the physicality of our body. Can you see this with me? Now, obviously, I have a memory somewhere within the sequence. Remember the idea that we're teaching the universal mind of the identity of, remember the expression in science of a flat universe. I love to teach. I love to teach the idea that the correspondence of your mind and what you want to see will replicate within your identity of yourself very simply what you want to see. Let's look at God. You like the term God or the singularity of everything that is? Everything that is cannot be more or less than everything that it is, except in a momentary space-time reflection, listen, of also what everything is. Good, I saw you see it. That is, no matter how I see you out there, I will not be more or less than what I want to see in the correspondence of the training of my mind to shorten the distance that I have in a replication of what appears to be my solid body form of identity, which I intend to recognize, listen, as undergoing continuing conversions of light. There it is, continuing conversion of light. All right, let's look at what a miracle is. Really simply, here, what I'm going to do is read to you, and you can listen to me. Here it is, and it's contained within this, this is one about the miracle of association of space and time. What it's going to talk about is shortening the time interval to where you see me within your own relative idea of identity, so that as the light of light increases in our memories of myself, it will also increase in my reflection of you, to the point where I cannot actually distinguish the brightness of what I'm seeing in the reflection of myself from who I am out in the universe. And this is how I escape space-time. Okay? I'm going to shorten the time interval for you in a course in the miracle of self-recognition, of the idea of identity. There we are. Look with me. There. Oh, I saw you suddenly undergo an experience of the change of the place that you actually occupy. Shall we share what? Come on. The place that you're occupying is undergoing constant changes all the time in the evidence of the occurrence of a miracle in which you very simply don't protect your body identity. What it is actually is the admission that your body identity, the location of yourself, is undergoing constant changes anyway. Let's take a look at the utilization of what he uses the term vertical. That is a sudden appearance of another place in time in which you now locate yourself that is not the place that you were previously in. Will you listen with me? Will you listen with me about how we can make that comparison? We're discovering a brand new place in space and time. The miracle minimizes the need for time. In the longitudinal or horizontal plane, the recognition of the equality of the members of the sonship appears to involve almost endless time, doesn't it? However, the miracle of your conversion entails a sudden shift from horizontal to vertical perception. Look with me. This introduces an interval from which the giver and the receiver both emerge further along in time than they would otherwise have been. The miracle, thus, has the unique property of abolishing time to the extent that it renders the interval of time that it spans unnecessary. Did you hear that? Suddenly you're in a different space and time altogether. Listen. There is no relationship between the time a miracle takes and the time that it covers. Look, the miracle substitutes for learning that might have taken thousands of years. Look with me. It does so by the underlying recognition of perfect equality of giver and receiver on which the miracle rests. The miracle shortens time by collapsing it. There it is again. It shortens time by collapsing it, thus eliminating certain intervals within it. But listen, it does this within the larger temporal sequence of how you're looking at yourself. Now, there you are. Thank you for that. The performance of that rearrangement of the psychical adventure of the distance that previously represented our identity of ourself is allowing us, now here I am once again, I'm appearing here as a body form. Look, I'm presenting to you a memory that I have about myself in my body form. Now, the Course in Miracles teaches us directly from a single whole mind of body formulation that within all of space-time, it's going to be necessary for me to make a momentary, voluntary reappearance of my body form, look with me, in order that you can recognize the reflection of light by which I am going to use you as an indication of my self-recognition of myself, in the certainty that the totality of time that I represent. And now I am going to teach, for example, from, I'm using the workbook of A Course in Miracles, in which I am going to offer you, look with me, a reflection of light that will let you not be fearful of undergoing changes that are inevitably going to happen within your identity of yourself, regardless of how you have looked at yourself in that idea. What we have done together in all of space-time, out in the universe, you speed up our re-identity of ourselves. There you saw me. There you saw me again. And suddenly, perhaps just for a moment, you said, "Whoa, what happened to that association of time? He was there just a moment ago in his idea about himself, and now he seems to have disappeared." You can trust me with this. Each moment, he's actually disappearing. See, what I want to read to you, remember we finished lesson 72 about your fear of losing the captivity of your body identity. You see this? In other words, if I lose my body, I'm going to be dead. What kind of nonsense is that? The idea of being alive in an association of time or being dead in an association of time is still an indication that you're captive within a sequence of time in which you actually believe that time itself is passing. Is this true? In other words, somewhere within the sequence, okay, of what appeared to be this body formulation, while you shared momentarily with him a circular idea of a galactic effort on your part to convert your body form, the simple truth of the matter is it's all emanating from your idea about yourself. As a man perceives himself, so is he going to see out there. But in the idea of the conversion of the mind can be my certainty that time itself is only going to last and only lasted for that moment. So that you don't have time within your element of yourself to be what? Say to me, afraid of a space.
Afraid of a space.
Yes, of course. You don't have to be afraid of a space within the idea of yourself. I remember the particulars when I was going to teach you cosmological anti-gravity, or when I was presenting you with my certainty that all of the ideas, here it is, the life cycles of galaxy. Now, what does that mean to you? What do you want it to mean? How would you like to entertain the idea that what I'm offering you is a revision of yourself in the entirety of who I know you are, at the instruction you have given me at this time and place to perform the act of training your mind that there's something else going on that you have previously been afraid of? This is called A Course in Miracles. It's an indication that while you appear to be a body form, you are letting a natural conversion of your idea of yourself occur as a better reflection of light, okay, that previously gave you what you had to protect within your idea of space-time. I can't resist reading you just a little bit more about how what the totality of time is. Now, you may not see it that way, but I've been told by the science evidence that we're about 14,000 million years old. Here we are. We're about 14,000 million years old. Look with me. Homo sapien. The idea of the DNA structure of my mind is not much more than 40,000 years old. So let's use the relevance of 40,000 years in comparison reflections of light that we're drawing in order to recognize ourselves in pictures of evidence that we have of our idea. And suddenly, we're reappearing in a moment in time where we know perfectly well that the time interlude that's going to pass between now and 12,000 years can be escaped very simply by deciding within your mind that you no longer want the intervals that appear to occur in which I see you as a body form. And you and I grow old together in the idea of our DNA, and we suffer from conditions of death and pain and loneliness and flooding and all the things that are going on in this world. Listen, instead of recognizing we can change our mind, and as we change our mind, this world is going to change. There you are, as we change our minds suddenly in 73, we're going to see that a new light has been allowed to penetrate between the distance of our association with each other, all right? And the manner in which I am now seeing you can escape the whole idea that you were going to drag with you, and I'm using myself now, as evidence of the physicality. What did the old man teach? I'm teaching old man that I'm this 80-year-old structure of body identity. It'd be ridiculous. Look at me. You know perfectly well in your mind that you're not a 50-year-old body or an 8,000-year-old body. You know perfectly well that the structure of the cosmological identity of mass density, of light formulation of yourself, are only indications of observable ideas, of galactic ideas, that in actuality have nothing to do with your mindfulness at all. And you know it. That's how you know that you're not in a space-time location. Now, as long as you use the idea of a space-time location, you will be condemned to what we term the mass density of molecular gravity, which is forcing you to protect yourself, listen to me, rather than simply letting yourself collapse. Now, when you collapsed at that moment, you emerged in a different space and a different time. Listen with me. Listen to this. Each day, and every minute in each day, and every instant that each minute holds, you are but reliving a single instant when the time of fear and pain in a body took the place of love. What happens? You're dying each day to live again. You're dying each day to live again until you cross the gap between the past and the present, which is not a gap at all, is it? Such is each life. A seeming interval from birth to death and on to life again. It's a repetition of an instant gone by long ago that you actually can't relive because it's gone. And all of time is but the mad belief that what is over is still here and now and going on. Forgive the past. Let it go. It's gone. You stand no longer on the ground that lies between the worlds. You have gone on and reached the world that lies at heaven's gate. There is no hindrance to the will of God, nor any need that you repeat again a journey that was over a very long time ago. Look gently on your brother. Behold the world in which perception of your hate and fear has been transformed into a world of love. And I'm going to do it with you because this is a break in the sequence of time. I introduced at the beginning of this the idea of lesson 73, where I'm going to will with you that there be light. What I'm going to do is set up a parameter of light in a definition of myself that will always be available to you. Okay, I'm offering you a will or an idea of a single reality of the power of light, of which you are very obviously aware of out in the universe. It's the idea that you will that there be light, so that the recognition of the power of decision to let a better reflection of you come into this sequence is going to be available to you. Now, in that little interval that's going to happen in the mind training, you recognize that simply by letting it change, by not holding it and trying to define yourself in time, that you're undergoing dramatic changes within your own mind. Listen, the idea of the course in the miracle of yourself, here it is, look with me, the idea that you from henceforth intend to make simple admission that since you're changing anyway, why not let the change be something that is not within your parameter of consciousness, but that can be within the frame of yourself as you release the defenses that you have interposed to keep yourself from lesson 73, 74, and 75 in this mind training. See, God is with us wherever we go. How I enjoy teaching you. I can tell that you're undergoing a conversion of your own mind. I'll be gone for that little interval. How much time will pass? Who can measure it? As soon as you stop measuring it, you're suddenly appearing in a whole new fabric of your idea of yourself. And we can say together, can't we? As we've been saying, what, for about 8,000 years, God bless you and I, each and every one, in that new fabric of light that I'm getting from you, in a brand new place where all of the old dark forms have simply disappeared as they collapsed into the nothing. We emerged out in the light, the will of the light of God. My will and my determination to be whole and perfect. To be whole and perfect. To be whole and perfect with you.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. It's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned, a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. On expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Listen with me. I will there be light. Today, we're considering the will that you share with God. This is not the same as the ego human being's idle wishes, out of which darkness and nothingness arise. The will you share with God has all the power of creation in it. The ego, the self-identity's wishes are unshared and therefore have no power whatsoever. Look with me, human being. Idle wishes and grievances about your guy out there are partners or co-makers in picturing the world that you see. The wishes of your body identity as an ego give rise to it, and the ego needs grievances which are necessary to maintain the peoples that it figures that seem to attack you and call for righteous judgment. Look with me. These figures become the middleman that the ego employs to traffic in a grievance of the fear of the totality of your own identity. What do? They stand between your awareness and your brother's reality. Beholding them, you do not know your brothers or yourself. Look with me. Your will is lost to you in this strange bartering in which the guilt is traded back and forth and grievances increase with each exchange. Can such a world have been created by the will the Son of God shares with his Father? Did God create disaster for his Son? Creation is the will of both of you together. Would God create a world that kills itself? Are you listening to me? Today, we will try once more to reach your will. And the light is in it because it does not oppose the will of God. It's not heaven, but the light of heaven is shining on it because the darkness has vanished. And the idea of self-identity's idle wishes have been withdrawn. Yet the light that shines upon the world reflects your will, and so it must be in you that we'll be looking at it within our own mind. And here I am. Here I am back with you in Lesson 73. Wherein I am beginning to recognize that we appear to be in a correspondence of a reflection of our identity of light, in which we maintain in the duplicity of the organization of our own mind an exchange in what we want to see in correspondence with ourselves. May I teach you for just a few minutes in the idea of the galactic identity of the power of your light to change yourself, in the idea that we are factoring this idea of a Course in Miracles of which you are totally aware of in your relationship with yourself. Can you see this with me? Say that I'm going to present you now with a picture of how you appear to look with me, and I'll hold it up. The life cycle of galaxies, okay? The idea that you have within your possibility of light, an idea that there's a whole universe of light with a power billions of times greater than this, and light ideas within your own mind of which you don't appear to be a part of at all. Shall we look at why? You appear to be trapped, okay, in the idea of the offering of Lesson 73, which said to you, just a minute, instead of trying to objectify the idea of the correspondence that you find within your body form, why not for that moment let a sequence of time pass between your relationship with your identity of yourself and what you want to see. The entirety of my teaching, I'm what you call a minister or a disciple of the reappearance of a singular whole body form, identified in our scripture as the, in Matthew 5, is the idea of a reflection of light in which through my forgiveness of what appeared to be out there, I recognize in its totality that what was out there was actually me. Now, the beginning of the procedure has let time undergo changes by not holding it in frequency of my body identity, but rather letting, and I'm demonstrating it to you. Shall I show you how I demonstrate that? Are you curious about me? Okay, I'm a body form that showed up from outside of time, especially to perform this video. I remember that when I appeared here the last time, I seemed to be wearing this sweater of association. Here we go. Well, what happened? I took off my sweater of identity. I love it. I can see with you, look with me, that you are undergoing experiences. Okay, let's observe it. Here I am now, observing a formulation of my occupancy of body, in which I appear to have used the direction of the fabrics of vibratory ideas of light to identify our association together. But we discovered in what? Lesson 73, and then 74 and 75, is that the density of light by which I represent my body form is undergoing changes all the time. Yet I'm fearful at that moment of losing it to the idea of the occupancy of the space that I have found that's going to guarantee me this, say to me, 8,000 years.
8,000 years?
Yeah, well, sure. Remember what we just read. If the whole cycle of time that I'm going to represent to you is about 8,000 years, you will return. Come on now, I'm teaching space-time here. You're going to have to come back to the time where the whole idea of the collapse of space-time occurred within your mind. And it shows up in Lesson 73, does it? Sure. In other words, I'm in mind training. I want to know that there's something beside this. I've been told that there's a light that's available to me that will be a better reflection of how I'm seeing myself. It may not get me out into the universe, but it sure as hell is an idea that as I return to this proceeding of what I want to be, and I take off the sweater of my idea, that you now held in memory the idea that I momentarily, a moment ago, can you trust me with it, was in a different body occupancy. In other words, what I'm saying to you is, in the regeneration of my physical body form, I'm offering you what we would picture as resurrection. What we're going to picture as a healing factor within my own mind, at no single moment except that I see a reflection of the pain and the loneliness and death that I have caused to myself, would I identify you as separate from me? What are we actually saying? If you're going to have pain, and you're going to have loneliness, and you're going to be in that body form, why not just let it be? At least if you can recognize that the source is not out there, all right, it allows you to increase the frequency of the admission of the causation that's within your own mind. I'm going to wrap up 73 with just one more paragraph. What's this going to say? It's going to say that while I appear to be this body form, I see that it's changing all the time. And I'm going to let it change. I'm going to let it change. I'm going to let it change. Why not? I looked at your world out there in the situation, the place in which you find yourself. How are you ever going to journey out into the universe if you keep utilizing ideas that you have about yourself that are binding you galactically to continually repeating the same thing over and over and over again? Thank you for introducing to me Lesson 73 and Lesson 74 in the mind training, and I'm going to continue to practice it. And I'm going to carry it around with me. And each time I begin to feel the conflict of the guy that's attacking me out there, I'm going to remind myself there isn't anyone out there attacking me at all. The only one that's actually attacking me is my own reflected idea about how I look, about myself. About myself. About myself. My, how bright you've become in this idea of Lesson 73. 7 Will you listen with me now to this miracle of conversion of your mind? Listen. Listen. Your picture of the world can only mirror what is within you. The source of neither light nor darkness can be found outside of you. Grievances darken your mind, and you look out on a darkened world. Forgiveness lifts the darkness, reasserts your will, and lets you look upon a world of light. We have repeatedly emphasized that the barrier of grievance is easily passed and cannot stand between you and your salvation. The reason is very simple. Do you really want to stay in hell? Do you really want to be in this place? Do you really want to weep and to suffer and to get old and to die? And you listen with me. Suffering is not what happiness is, despite your determination to believe that you can be happy in that body form in suffering. Your will is to be successful at your conversion to light. You remember this. We're going to succeed today if you remember that you want salvation for yourself, for yourself. You want to accept God's plan because you share it. You have no will that can really oppose it, and you don't want to do so because salvation is for you. Look with me. Above all else, you want the freedom to remember who you really are. Today, the human condition stands powerless before your will, and your will is free, and nothing can prevail against it, because you will succeed, because the time that is appointed for the release of the Son of God from hell and from all of your idle wishes is now upon you, so that when you make statements like, I will that there be light, and that you can change your mind, are going to lead you in just a moment to the certainty of lesson 74, which I want to do almost immediately, because the indication of the success you intend to express in the ideas, look with me, of the change of your mind about what you want to see that were expressed for that moment of a better reflection, in which you forgave the idea that all of your pain and loneliness was being caused by something outside of you. The whole idea that the universe out there is not accessible to you, and you crouch in pain and terror before the idea that all of the power of the universe is not yours. So, in lesson 74, we are going to determine that, in fact, the power of mind that you are using is the single power of the universe. There's only one will, and that's how you are. If there's pain and death and loneliness, it's yours. Now, good, thank you for that. At least you're at the point where you can make the decision about what you want to see as we perform these acts of conversion of your light formulation in this lesson of the mind training. So here you are. You finished the idea of the will, and now, today, we're going to look directly at the entire repicturing of yourself and how you want to see yourself in the factory of your mind. Listen with me. Listen with me now. Lesson 74. Listen. There is no will but God. The idea for today can be regarded as the central thought to which all of the exercises of this Course in Miracles are directed. God's is the only will that there is. When you have recognized this, you have recognized that your will is His. The belief that conflict is possible has finally left you. And peace has replaced the strange idea that you are torn by conflicting goals or ideas that you try to reach. As an expression of the will of God, okay, you now realize that you have no goal but His. Look with me. there's great peace in today's idea, the exercises for the day, because there is no will but God, and it's wholly true. Therefore, it cannot give rise to illusions. Without illusions, conflict is impossible. We're going to recognize that today in our ideas of ourself, aren't we? Come with me now and let's look together. I cannot be in conflict because nothing can disturb me, can it? Because I have been listening to these lessons and I'm going to share the will of God. Here now we are. After you have cleared your mind in this way, look with me, close your eyes. Try to experience the peace to which your reality entitles you. Sink into it and feel it closing around you. Okay, look with me. There may be some temptation to mistake these attempts for a withdrawal, but don't worry about that. The difference is easily detectable because you can't really subtract yourself from yourself. If you are succeeding, you'll feel a deep sense of joy and an increased alertness, rather perhaps than a feeling of drowsiness or the idea that you can't find the solution and that you intend to do what we would call, hey, look with me, a yoga, that I'm going to sink within myself. You listen with me, the activity of our minds together. But we are offering each other in lesson 73 is very simply this. We continue to energize within our own factoring of light solutions that we want. Come on now, I'm going to teach for just a moment. Without the need to hold on to the ideas that there's something out there that can harm us. Listen with me now, I'm teaching. From which we have to withdraw. That's simply true because withdrawing is what death is. I'm going to teach. In other words, the idea that I can be a body form and protect myself in the reflection of light is what death is. The idea that this 80-year-old guy can use up within his sequence of time moments in which he took a two-week vacation, just for the hell of it. See, what I'm going to say is, since I'm going to be a body form, I'm going to get out of the things that are going on out there, and I'm going to come together with you, and we're going to love each other, and we're going to get old together, and we're going to get sick together, and we're going to die. That's not what I'm offering you. What I am offering you in this lesson, in preparation for tomorrow's lesson, is that it's very possible for you, since actually you're not this body formulation that you appear to be, that by allowing a re-identity of yourself to go on constantly, you don't have time to hold on to the relevance of you, all right, in the protection in which you believe that your safety lies. My whole teaching to you is there's no safety in the framework in which you find yourself, except what? In the entirety of your recognition that you are responsible for what you're seeing, and that you're getting within your own mind the activity of the result of your mind. Now, that didn't prevent you from going out into the world, did it? Here, you can see me, but going on in my mind is a whole new idea that is actually not connected to the objective association of myself, unless what? I've connected it. Can you see what's happening with me in the reappearance of the cellular idea of your own location in space-time? Look, if there's only going to be one mind in the entirety of you, the admission of the power of your mind to decide the outcome in the reflections of light that you're receiving within the parameter, what we call the hologram of light, in which you keep appearing within your own mind, reflecting in your memories ideas about the idea of body form that's out there, then what happens? You share together the idea of the observation of yourself in a sequence of time, okay,
that are going to condemn you to this space-time forever. You can never get out of it. You can never get out of the idea that what I'm offering you is a conversion of your mind identity in who you want to be, in the factoring of the idea that the initial decision to want to be something else is the entirety of my offering. Now, look with me. There's no requirement. Say to me, idea. There's no requirement in your mind that you have anything but an idea about it. Why is this true? Because God is an idea about you. And since the entirety of any idea will include both the space and time that you occupy and the universe that's out there, you can decide at any moment to be the entirety of the reference that you have about yourself. I'm going to leave you just with opening sentences, and then I'm going to establish a distance between us. Then I'm going to come back and perform the idea of the power of light in a re-identity of yourself in this place and time. Listen with me about what's about to occur within your mind. The light has come. Here you are. You're healed. You can heal. The light has come. You are saved and you can save. You're at peace and you bring peace with you wherever you go, because darkness and turmoil and death have disappeared, very simply because the light has come. Look with me. Yeah. Thank you for that exchange. Here. Thank you for being willing to let yourself be a new operation of a conversion of your body form, because we're going to leave you just for this little sequence of time, and then we're going to teach you directly that the time and purpose for the reason why you would appear to be here has arrived at last. In other words, the procedure that I am about to offer you in regard to the collapse of space-time and my certainty within your own mind that there has been a correction of the power of your split mind to decide what you wanted to be true about yourself, are simply the admission that in practicing the idea there's got to be something else, you have said, I've had enough of this identity of myself in body form. Whatever else is going to occur, I don't want this anymore. It immediately began to change. And the more you didn't enforce the particulars of your body identity on yourself, say to me, the more it changed. There it is. Now, the light has come. You are healed, and you can heal. And I'm going to leave you for that segment. The truth is, you're going to be leaving space-time altogether. Yet I'm going to call you back in the success of the operation of the conversion of your individual mind, so that when you make this reappearance with me, you'll be in an entirely different frame of reference than you were previously in. And I'll immediately pick you out and recognize you as one of those who has shortened time within his own identity. Because God is going with us wherever we go, isn't he? And we're going to say together in the new trust we have of each other, whatever we're seeing out there, it's not what life is. Whatever I have seen is not what I want. And I can say with you as we leave this little cycle, God, 8,000 years, bless us, each and every one, because you are the light of the world. You.